My name is Nelsenia Robleski, and I'm the outreach coordinator for the Wisconsin Special Education Mediation System, and I'm also the parent service coordinator for the Wisconsin Facets. With me today is Nissan Barlett. Nissan is the special education director for 37 school districts in CISA 7 in Wisconsin. He's also one of the three partners who administered the Wisconsin Special Education Mediation System, also called WSEMS. Our presentation today is to help families and schools learn about one of the options for resolving disputed issues that is available through the Wisconsin Special Education Mediation System, the Resolution Meeting. The Resolution Meeting has been an option available under the Individuals with Disabilities Act since 2004. A parent, after filing for a due process hearing, must provide the school district with a face-to-face opportunity to resolve the dispute within a short period of time. The face-to-face meeting is called a resolution meeting. So Nissan will do the second slide. Go ahead.
Yep. Thank you, Nelsenia. Good morning, folks. You probably have the slide that has the a graphic description of the dispute resolution option that is available for parents and schools in Wisconsin. And while I'll concentrate, and Nelsenia and I will stress that option throughout the presentation, what I wanted to do right now is just to share with you the entire range of dispute resolution options available, and within that range, we'll also talk about the resolution meeting, the resolution process. When you look on the slide, and as you move from left to right among all these options, you are really moving from the most self-determination, that light green, where the two parties decide what to do, to least self-determination, which is the dark green, the dark options, where someone else tells the two parties what to do. For example, IDA complaint, DPI staff tell then the local school district or the parents what should be the resolution of that complaint. Whereas an administrative judge in a due process option will tell the two parties who is right and who is wrong. And then in litigation, obviously, the preceding judge. When you also move from left to right in these options, you're also moving from a least coercive to a most coercive options. When you start looking on the left, you have an informal meeting, which is an option available in our system where we basically suggest to parents and school the agenda, how to form an agenda for an informal meeting that could lead to an agreement. We also have an IEP facilitation option. We have a mediation option. These are the resolution process. These are the options that WSEMS offers as part of our system. These options, all of these options, are free for parents and schools in Wisconsin, and they are funded through a DPI, the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction grant. That comes from Congress, from Washington, called an IDA discretionary grant. So this is just a big picture of where the options that we'll be concentrating, and Nelsenia will describing next, where it comes from. Thank you, Nelsenia.
Sure. So what about the resolution process? What is actually the resolution process or meetings going to look like? The federal law requires the local education agency, which is the school district, to have a meeting. This meeting is called the resolution meeting, and it's supposed to be happening with parents when the parents have requested the due process hearing. When a due process hearing is filed by the parent, sometimes the special education director is blindsided and caught totally unaware of that it is an issue that has been arising. Other times, the director is well aware that there is an issue and that the parent has mentioned an intention to file for a due process hearing. Resolution meeting is really a final opportunity for a face-to-face meeting before the very formal and litigious rules of the due process hearing begins. Before someone else has all the decisions-making power regarding the situation, in this case, the administrative law judge. In Wisconsin, for example, the Wisconsin Special Education Mediation System can provide a neutral person to help facilitate the resolution meeting if requested by parents and the school. This service is available for free and on a voluntary basis for both parents and schools. Nissan was talking about this, the options available before in Wisconsin, and this is an option that where a facilitator can assist with the process. So it doesn't have to happen that the facilitator or the neutral is only available for this, but as well is available for mediation and also for IEP facilitation. So this is a way to, this is a third way that we can use a facilitator in Wisconsin for the resolution meeting. Saying that, we want to move to talk a little bit about the timeline. Nissan?
Sure. Thank you, Nalsinia. I think, as Nalsinia mentioned, that is one other option came up under IDA 2004 and added to mediation and IP facilitation. And I can tell you from a special ed director perspective that to me it was a very welcome addition to dispute options. Because as a CISA, as Nalsinia mentioned, I have multiple school districts. And because I cannot be in every one of them all the time, there is a possibility that a parent and a teacher will reach a disagreement to the point that the parent will become so frustrated, would rush to an attorney and file for a due process. And under the old system, once a due process has been filed, I, as a director, cannot communicate with that parent again, but I have to go to the attorney, and then my attorney will talk to her attorney, and you can see how the thing escalates to a very litigious end. In fact, there is statistics by NASD, the National Association of State Directors of Special Education, that points out that in the old system, over 80-some percent of both parents and school who were involved in a due process indicated that they will not do it again, because it was so penalizing and from an emotional, financial toll to both parties that neither party was happy with the outcome of that option. Congress recognized that, and in IDA 2004, added this resolution process. In a very simplistic form, what this really means is that once a parent filed for a due process, that is to have an attorney represent her in the dispute, Congress sort of carved a small chunk of time and says, okay, folks, you filed for a due process, but we know that once lawyers get involved, it could be nasty, could be litigious, could be polarizing. So we want to give you a sliver of time, 15 to 30 days, that you, meaning you the parent and you the director, can talk without the attorney if you choose to. You can talk and you can see if you can resolve it. But we give you a timeline and you have to do it within this timeline. And if you're successful, then you dismiss the due process. If not, then the due process starts. So this is basically the big picture of the resolution process. Nalsinia mentioned the timeline. The requirement in IDA is that once the parent file for a due process from a due process and the district receives the notice of the due process, they have 15 days to schedule a meeting and 30 days to resolve the dispute to the satisfaction of the parent. The reason that the law was that specific about the timeline is because it did not want to deny the due process timeline. So it was very specific time. We'll give you this opportunity to resolve the dispute. Now, if the school district fails to hold the meeting within 15 days of receiving the notice, then the parent may ask the hearing officer to begin the due process hearing. So that's one way to speed it up if the district failed to do that. In my experience, that never happens because school districts are eager to avoid the challenge of a due process, very much like parent, and would welcome the opportunity to see what the issues are and attempt to resolve it. I can tell you from my own experience, in the cases where a parent filed for a due process and I was brought in within the first 15 days, we resolved in about 3 days because it was a no-brainer. It was a very simple solution. But if you are not given the opportunity to resolve it as a school, then it can drag litigiously for quite a while. On the other hand, if the parent failed to participate in a resolution meeting, then the 15-30 day timeline disappear, and a due process cannot take place until such meeting is taking place. So it is binding both the parents and the school. The resolution meeting can be held in one or more session, could be done 1, 2, 3, 4 session, as long as it's done within 30 days. And then if they meet and they discuss, but for some reason they cannot reach an agreement, which sometimes does happen, then the due process hearing proceeds then on day 31. The other thing that I think our slide mentioned is attorney fees. Attorney fees are not awarded in this situation because it doesn't meet the two restrictions that the law imposes on them. It has to be a meeting convened as a result of an administrative hearing or judicial action. The other one is holding that action for attorney fee purposes, and neither one of these options apply to a resolution meeting. And again, the whole purpose here is to avoid involving attorneys, to allow the parent and the school administration to meet face to face and to talk in plain language to see what the dispute is and how best to resolve it. Thank you, Nalsinia.
So if a parent requests a due process hearing and a resolution meeting is being required or mandated, can this resolution meeting be waived? Actually, the answer is yes, because once a due process hearing has been requested, the resolution meeting must be held within that time above that Nissan was talking about. However, the resolution meeting might be mutually waived by a written statement signed by the parents and the school. On this slide, you can see a sample of a form to request the resolution session to be waived. And in this case, you can see the two options under the paragraph, which is like one might be that the parent and the school district decide, instead of going to the meeting, try to solve this through a mediation process. The other one will be deciding to waive the meeting, not hosting the meeting at all, because they would like to go immediately to a due process hearing. So is the way the resolution meeting is mandated, so it has to be both parties have to agree in what they're going to do. If one of them decide not to or wants to host a mediation and the other one wants to go to a directly to do process, the resolution meetings still need to happen. So there are two ways to escape, as I just mentioned, and the clauses are provided by IDA to get out of having to have a resolution meeting. So as I mentioned before, when the parties agree to proceed, right to the due process hearing, or they request to use mediation instead. Mediation is the best option when we request as early as the dispute as possible and when the parents and the school district need assistance to resolve a specific issue. Under the federal law and the state law, the mediation may be used for disputes that deal with the evaluation, disability identification, placement, IEP issues, or any provision of FAPE or free appropriate public education. These categories are very broad and can fit most any issues that comes up related to special education. Any questions about that so far? Okay, so Nisan can continue.
All right, thank you, Nalsinia. As Nalsinia mentioned, the only way to escape the resolution process is both parties have to agree, whether they agree to go to the due process or whether they agree to go to mediation. We have not seen a lot of people choosing to go to the resolution process, and one of the reasons we believe is that Congress sort of missed the boat in incorporating confidentiality into the resolution process. It did include confidentiality in mediation. So most attorneys are recommending to their client, something like, why would you want to go to a meeting where everything will become public when you can simply go to mediation where everything is confidential and then it wouldn't have any ramification to future litigious proceedings. So that's, and I know that Nalsinia will talk a little bit more about confidentiality, but that is one of the reasons why people are using the waiver and choose to go to mediation instead of staying with this process because it's not confidential. And in fact, in a number of opportunities that a lot of people around the country have had a chance to talk to officials from the U.S. Department of Education, we always brought up to their attention that, hey, you can improve the system by, in the next IDA reauthorization, make sure the resolution process is confidential as well. So, and they have taken that information, so we hope that with the next reauthorization cycle, this process too will become confidential, and I think we'll see more of its use. The next slide that we have about is the participants. So who participates in a resolution process? Well, we mentioned earlier, it's the parents and the school. So the question might be, which people from the school participate? Well, first of all, there has to be somebody who can have a decision-making authority on behalf of the school. So that could be the special ed director, could be the superintendent, could be the principal, whoever the board designates as the person that can commit whatever resources the resolution process decision would be. And of course, the parents. Now, the parents make a decision if it's a adult child or if it's an older child. They can have the child there too if they wish to. And in addition, there could be relevant members of the IEP team, people that know the issue of dispute between parents and schools. Typically, the way this thing is set up is that the parents and the school representative jointly decide who should be involved. Parents might say, well, you know, we feel that we need some help. We would like to have maybe a representative from Wisconsin Facets, or maybe a grandmother, or somebody that the parent feels comfortable and empowered going with this person to the meeting. There have been times where the parents also want to bring an attorney, even though they realize that's not covered under IDEA financially, and they're willing to pay that because they think that that might lead to a quick resolution that will avoid a lengthier usage of an attorney in a due process, and that usually is a good thought. Typically, school district then would bring their attorney too, and hopefully when you have two attorneys in the room under this limited process, that a resolution can be hammered as well. The meeting itself could be done simply between the parents and the school staff, could involve attorneys. What we would recommend is that for the parent and the school to come to WSCMS, to the Wisconsin Special Ed Mediation System, and ask for one of our mediators to facilitate a meeting. There is tremendous value for that because the facilitator would be a neutral party. Both parties would feel equally empowered. Both parties would feel that the neutral will look for their interest. And those neutrals, these are professionals, and these are individuals. We have about 30-some individuals like that around the state. They are geographically balanced. Some of them bilingual. Some of them are attorneys. But they all have a tremendous amount of experience in dispute resolution. So they know dispute resolution. They know body language. They can see at the situation and try to manage it in a way that reduces the stress, the tension, and allows the two parties to concentrate on the key, how to find a resolution. And so basically the participants at a meeting can range, could be as small as two people, one parent, one school rep, or could involve the parents, both parents, could be involved the child, could be school folks from that know the issue of dispute, and could be attorneys. It's all open and it's all available as well as a neutral from WSCMS. Go ahead, Nosinia.
Yes, thanks, Nathan. So you might be thinking, what is this resolution meeting or how does it look like? So basically, there is no required format or process for the resolution meeting. This is exactly why we are suggesting some ideas for the format in order to increase the likelihood of reaching an agreement. Resolution meeting might take the following form. As you can see in the picture, the participants are seated around a table as they will be in an informal discussion, or the parents and the school representatives and others that are present, they can start by describing the issues or the concerns from the individual perspectives. So this is once again a meeting between the school and the parents. The location should be agreed between the two parties. So it's once again, it's like one, this attempt or face-to-face attempt to resolve the dispute. Many times is we understand that when there is a dispute or broken communication, that maybe one of the parties will not, for example, the parent might not want to go to the school district because they already reached impasse with the school. So that might not be the place to have the meeting. But I think that this is an opportunity once again to talk and to define where this meeting can happen that all the two parties can feel comfortable. That doesn't mean that cannot happen in the school, but mostly, or a school district, but it has to be agreeable. So it doesn't have to happen at the school district, but maybe the two parties decide to go to a public, using the room for a public library. And it is really important to be heard and heard fully during that meeting. So this is a chance for both parties to hear each other. In this case, considering to involve a neutral or facilitator from WSCMS could be a very beneficial for the process. As Nita mentioned, this is a facilitator is a person that will help with the communication, but has nothing to do either with you or as a parent or you as a school district. So it will help with the communication and help people improve and in probably focusing more on trying to resolve the dispute. During the meeting too, this can happen with or without a facilitator, but obviously the cultural background and maybe any type of awareness should be counted if the person, for example, needs any type of accommodations or maybe an interpreter or, you know, depending on the format in the family, all this will go. It should be worked around also taking in consideration what is good not only for the school district but also for the family. So once again, having a neutral involved might help to ease all these concerns and trying to have everybody ready at the table to explain what's happening, how they're going to resolve that. So that's what I had to say regarding the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Nalcina. I'll just take it another step as far as the suggested process. As Nalcina mentioned, it is really important to have a neutral. And by the way, the service is free. It's available through our WSCMS process to allow a neutral, because you got to remember there was a reason why the parent had filed for a due process. Obviously, they have reached a disagreement, and sometimes when there's not a neutral person in the room, that conflict that started earlier that resulted in filing of a due process can trigger another conflict. So that's why it's important at a meeting to involve a neutral. A neutral can help, and if you look at this next slide, is ask questions to clarify and look for underlying interest. This is probably the most important part of any attempt to resolve dispute, is to ask the right questions and looking for the interest. And no one is better than doing that than a trained neutral, trained mediator. Typically, In a meeting, in any meeting that takes place, people will start by stating their position. For example, I want speech and language 5 times a week. That's my position. I'm a parent. I'm concerned about my kid's ability to articulate intelligible speech, and I want speech and language 5 times a week. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying the taxes in the district. Why shouldn't I benefit to the maximum extent, 5 days a week, 5 days speech therapy? Or I want 5 days a week occupational therapy for my son because his handwriting is poor. That's my position. Or I don't like how poorly my son is doing in the LD classroom, and I want to send him to an LD classroom in another district that I hear are doing wonderful things. That's the position that people take. I want 5 days. I want an LD placement on the district. These are the kind of position. The role of the neutral and the role of the participant is to ask each other questions to be able to understand what are the interests behind these positions. What are the underlying feeling is probably more important to understand if we were to seek a solution than just hearing the position that people take. It's been said before, it's like an iceberg where you have the position on top, but really the meat of the whole thing is underlying it, the interest. If you understand the interest, then a resolution is a lot more likely to happen. Just to give you a brief example of a simple way to describe the difference between position and interest is my favorite one is the one about the orange. Two kids come back from school, 3 o'clock, and they both go to the refrigerator, open, and they discover there's only one orange left. So both kids want that orange. The boy wants the orange, the girl wants the orange. That's what they want. That's their position. Mother happens to just come back from work, looks in the kitchen, hears all the commotion, wants to know what's going on. Both say, kids say, I want the orange. So mother comes up with a typical King Solomon solution, grabs a knife and about to cut the orange in half, give each kid a half. Surprisingly, neither kid was happy with that. Neither one wanted half an orange. They wanted the whole orange. Now, the mother got really curious. She says, wait a minute. Why? What do you want the whole orange? And by asking this question, she discovered that the boy wanted the orange to drink the juice, and the girl wanted the rind, the skin of the orange, to bake a cake from home ec for next day. So by asking the question, sometimes you can find out that the interest that reflected the juice and the rind, now you have the making of a solution that meets the interest of both parties that you would never in a million years would have figured from the position. So that's why in any kind of meeting, the position is one thing, the interest is a lot more interesting, no pun intended, and because that will lead you to find a solution that will meet the interest of both parties. I mentioned a couple of examples in special ed. Let's take a look at special ed from the perspective of position and interest. Mother says, I want 5 days a week occupational therapy, OT services, because my son's handwriting is poor. One of my friends said OT deals with handwriting, and that's what I want. The principal says, well, there is a problem. I only have an OT that comes from the local region, from the local CISA, 2 days a week, because these OTs are itinerant people and they stretch throughout school district. So they only hear on Monday and Wednesday. So we have a dispute. The position of the parent is 5 days a week. The position of the principal is 2 days a week. So you have a conflict. But that's where the slide says ask question to clarify and look for underlying interest. So now let's see what happens when we dig deeper into this situation. So the special ed director of the meeting asked the parent, 5 days a week for handwriting, tell me a little bit more about that. Why is that? So the mother says, well, yesterday I went to the teacher-parent conference, and my first grade teacher said that the kid is not fast as other kids in writing down information that I put on the board. And the teacher was concerned that if his handwriting does not improve, then in the next 2 or 3 years, as information becomes more intense and more of it, the kid will have difficulty keeping up with the material. So then the director said, okay, so your concern is the ability of handwriting of the child, and I have the OT only twice a week, but I have a lot of other resources in the building. So what if we have the